Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, LouisLewis5. And I'm joined, as always, on Thursday nights, Bill. How's it going, Bill?
It's going okay.
Yeah,
my baseball season's now done.
Pretty much. I mean, you and I are both very big fans of the Milwaukee Brewers. Unfortunately, they are going against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I was at game two, 15, 16, 17 rows up. I can't remember, but great seats. First pitch, home run for Cheerio. And yeah, that was the highlight of the night, you know, and we just could not get to the pitchers, but it is what it is. We're on to football. It was a great season. I mean, I'm sick and tired of playing the reliever baseball right now, but what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Well, we are recording here on Thursday. It is the halftime. Well, it's third quarter now for the Steelers and Bengals. My Steelers I picked are losing right now against your Bengals that you selected, 10-17. But on today's show, we're always going to give you the start sits of the week, our anytime touchdown parlay, and we're going to be doing, of course, our selections for this Sunday. You ready, Bill?
I am ready.
Let's get fantasy. How's your week six? How did it turn out? You win a lot or lose a lot or injured players all over the place as usual?
I have Puka on multiple teams and it really hurt a lot of teams last week. Among some other players, I got hurt. So,
yeah, I mean, I have Bowers on like three of mine and those same ones. I have Nakua or Garrett Wilson and all those guys.
It was just a rough week.
Yeah, I feel like this season's been pretty rough for the big-time wide receivers. I mean, this past week, yeah, Olave is now limited, but DJ Moore went to the hospital. Nakua, you know, Wilson, hyperextension. Ridley, not so much great, but he got hurt. But anyways, let's talk about some of these injuries, I guess. So, yeah, Puka Nakua is probably not going to be playing this week. Nope. It makes no sense. You and I discussed pre-show. I mean, they got week eight bye. Why even put him in there?
Yeah, with his injury history, it's not worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Blake Corum, he missed practice as well. It's nothing too fantasy relevant, but that could be an uptick for Kyren Williams getting majority of the work overseas this week. There's a long list. Dynami Brown, limited, not big and fancy. Alvin Kamara did not practice on Wednesday. And did you see the reports of him if he got traded? He'd just go and drink pina coladas where he got traded to.
Yeah.
But change of scenery might be good for him. But it sounds like he wants to end his career in New Orleans. Speaking of New Orleans, Chris Olave popped up on the injury report with a hip injury, but he was limited.
I think he's fine.
Yeah. DJ Moore, I don't think he plays this week.
I don't think he plays either.
And if he doesn't, that means huge things for Odunze.
Luther Burden.
I could see Burden having a hell of a game.
He's slowly getting a little more involved in that offense.
Well, especially, I mean, when he left, Burden was targeted four times for like 51 yards, I believe, in that game. So he does have, if he, you know, does well, it's going to be hard to take him off the field as well. David Njoku not practicing with the knee injury. I don't think he's playing. So Harold Fannin.
I might be a lot of Fannin this week.
Yeah, I feel like he's in my couple of my best ball drafts this week. Jerry Jeudy did not. I think he is limited today with a knee injury. Brock Bowers, I don't see him playing. It doesn't sound like it. Jacoby Myers, knee and toe. He's limited as well. Or I think, yeah, he didn't even practice either.
No, he's in the same boat as Bowers.
Rashad Smith, illness, did not practice. J.J. McCarthy, ankle injury. He's limited. I think
he's going to play.
You think so? I have a hard time for him as well. I don't see him playing this week.
Carson Wentz, I think, is still banged up too.
Is he? I mean, I know they're both coming off a bye week, so I just don't – it doesn't sound promising for McCarthy. But Chuba Hubbard, limited with a calf injury, but you and I talked. Why should he be even – I mean, just a change of pace back, maybe get 10%, 20%.
He's lost the job.
When Rico wants a little sip of water or whatever – I don't see why you would bench him for Hubbard. Yeah. Stephon Diggs, chest limited. He'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley, doesn't sound like he's going to be playing with his hamstring injury.
No.
Darius Slayton, sounds like he's going to miss again with his hamstring. Josh Downs popped up on the concussion protocol.
I didn't yesterday. See that.
Yesterday, he got banged up at practice. And it sounds like he's going concussion protocol, so I don't expect him playing at all.
No.
Tyler Warren should benefit more for that, and Michael Pittman. Quentin Johnston, he is limited with his hamstring injury. I think
they sit, I don't know. It's like 50-50 with him.
I feel like they might as well sit him again. I mean, we've seen good production from Ladd, and it's almost like Trey Harris is getting a little bit more targets. Aronde Gadsden got 8 targets last week. So that's an uptick, especially with Johnston out. But check Sunday when they play. DeMarcado, doesn't sound like he's going to play this week. Marvin Harrison Jr., concussion. I don't think he plays either. I don't think
they should be good for us.
Yeah. Michael Wilson, foot. Kyler Murray, limited. You know, again, if Murray doesn't go, Jacoby Brissett is going to get the start. Josh Jacobs, ill, but he'll start. I mean, he played last week with a sickness and dominate again. Christian Watson, limited. I think he does give it a go. I think you and I are on the same page for that. I think he does play because
probably a limited package.
Yeah, Wicks is, I think, not playing this coming week. How it sounds like he was injured last week as well. So I think he'll take the day off and Watson will insert himself. Deebo Samuel, heel, not practicing. That's a iffy one. Same thing with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah,
he's limited, but he missed the last 3 games with his quad. So who knows?
Yeah, last I was reading, I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb said that he's got no limitations, so it sounds like he's going to give it a go with an ankle injury, which might take away from Pickens. Or is CeeDee Lamb more of a decoy at this point?
God, that's tough. It's almost, you got to see him out on the field to see what's going on.
Kyle Shanahan for the 49ers revealed Wednesday's practice. Brock Purdy toe was limited. Mac Jones knee and oblique was limited. George Kittle says he's going to give it a go with his hamstring.
I saw that.
Juwan Jennings ankle and rib, shoulder, everything, head and shoulders, knees and toes. And then lastly, your true Buccaneers fan. Emeka Buka, I don't see him playing with a hamstring. Mike Evans is limited right now, so I can see him going out there and participating, because Lord knows they need them. And then Irving,
the one that killed me in the other part, I had him on two teams with Puka last week.
Is, yeah. Irving and Godwin are already ruled out. They got ruled out real quick last week, but they're winning without them, so why not just rest them up? I mean, and then this week, obviously, against Detroit, right, this week?
Yeah, Detroit, in Detroit.
Yeah. I think it's going to be still okay for them. You need to talk about any of these injuries, because, man, they just that's a long list. That's like 2-page list of injuries right now.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get our sits, let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any six guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yes, use our promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, for Fast Draft. Bill and I always submit one. Bill, do you have three that you want to give me, and I'll give my three?
Or is this any time touchdown or just our best three picks?
Our best three.
Best three? Got to have Judkins this week.
Yep. And put in Judkins for you.
You got to have Devontae. He's going to probably have like 15 targets with no Puka.
Yes, he will.
And Dowdle, because he's been literally the best guy in the NFL the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I also selected Christian McCaffrey. He's been, I mean, you can never go wrong with him. He usually gets a rushing, well, he got his first rushing touchdown last week, but he should be good to go and give you high scoring points. Jonathan Taylor, I mean, do I have to say more about him? He's top guy in Indy, especially if Downs doesn't play. I mean, that's another weapon away. And I think Drake London is going to have another huge game. He's been dominating. I mean, ever since, the last 2 weeks, he's been putting up 100-plus points and scoring touchdowns. I
mean, we saw at the end of the last season, like, that's Penix's guy. Like,
yeah. Yep, so many targets. Also, with Fast Draft, there is a Flex 6 Frenzy where it's you got eight guys in a draft room and you just go back and forth. I took 5th and 7th last week, so be sure to check that out as well. Bill, let's get in our starts of the week for Week 7. Again, these are mid-tier guys. Yeah. Not, you know, Ja'Marr Chase that's dominating right now. Puka Nacua, obviously he's hurt, but these are mid-level guys. If you have to choose, we're going to kind of give you advice.
Looking for a waiver wire guy.
Maybe. Yep. Yeah, especially with injuries, you never know. Give us your starting.
Okay. For QB, I like Spencer Rattler this week against the Bears, because let's face it, the Bears' defense has not been that great. And truthfully, Spencer Rattler, his completion percentage is pretty good. He gives you a little bit of rushing. I mean, he could have a nice game if you have a quarterback like Kyler Murray and he's hurt and you're looking to have somebody in your slot. He might be okay this week. Wide receiver, Luke McCaffrey, touchdown 3 games out of the last 4. Like, if he just put together a couple more catches, that's have some pretty good fantasy weeks at this point. It's just, can he get more than the one touchdown catch? We'll see. And they play Dallas, so, you know, who knows? Running back, I'm now a Scatabo believer. I didn't think I'd say it. I'm a believer now.
Rip off your shirt.
There's a chemistry between him and Dart. So I like him this week. The matchup might not be the best, but I like Scataboo. And we talked about him earlier, Fannin for Cleveland. I picked him. I thought that was when I thought Njoku was going to play. I thought Njoku was going to play. I was still thinking Fannin, but
no.
And then it seems like Gabriel likes to go to the shorter routes between tight ends and running backs more than wide receivers. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, just we talked about it with the injuries. Deebo Samuel, we don't know what is going on with him. Who knows about Terry McLaurin? Who do they have left? Chris Moore and Luke McCaffrey. I mean, literally.
They picked Treylon Burks up today.
I mean, it's practice squad, but I don't see him getting involved right away because he hasn't even played for, what, a year?
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't played much. And then Cam Scataboo, when you watch Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart play, it reminds you of, like, backyard football, just two kids loving the game, playing pitch and catch, and having fun out there. Sometimes just now,
they might not imagine be the best next player, but there's like a chemistry. And I don't know what it is. He's not the biggest guy out there, he's not the fastest guy.
No,
but
he reminds me of Peyton Hillis for some reason, just like a short, stocky guy that just barrel runs over everyone. Just wait until next year when Malik Nabers comes back and you get these three guys, the defense gets a little bit better. I mean, Dart might have saved Daboll's job, to be honest. I mean, we don't know.
Definitely.
So it's nice to see that. And they've been competing really well the last couple weeks since he started. You did take my tight end.
Oh, but, sorry. I'm just kidding. Still kicking myself for not picking Scataboo up in Dynasty. I should have. I'm killing myself on that one right now.
All right, my starts of the week, Jared Goff against Buccaneers. You want a piece of this game. Two high-powered offenses. They're going to have a shootout. And they just came off a loss to the Chiefs. How does Dan Campbell make a statement? He goes out there and just keeps scoring. You know, just like in Nemo, just keep swimming. They're just going to keep scoring. Plus, golf is at home in a high-scoring game. It's a must-start for me. Running back, Travion Henderson against the Titans. Titans can be ran on, and I expect the Patriots to try and get this run game going and actually realizing rookie Henderson is the better player. By far. He's their best guy. You select him in the second round for a reason. He's going to show you, give him the rock and see what he can do. Also, I'm going to say, you know, Stevenson's probably going to fumble one more time this game, which would make him a bench guy and giving Henderson more opportunities. So start Henderson this week. Chris Olave is my wide receiver against the Bears. Again, just such a high targeted guy, second in the league in targets. He'll be mostly paired up against Kyler Gordon for the Bears, and that's a plus matchup for Olave. He should find the end zone hopefully this week too, because him and Spencer Rattler have been connecting so much in the last few weeks. It just hasn't happened in the end zone, but I am thinking this week he falls into the end zone. I want a piece of this game because it could be high scoring as well. And I did have Harold Fanning as well against the Dolphins. You started him last week. I guess now you're starting him this week.
I've become a believer, and I have Njoku, and it kills me.
We know Dylan Gabriel throws to the tight end. David Njoku sounds like he's not going to be playing. So what does that mean? Harold Fanning is going to get all the targets. Potential tight end one week numbers. He's a smash start for me, so I'm starting Harold Fanning for sure.
I guess we could say maybe, was it Taylor for the Jets? Could be good if
Wilson's Mason Taylor. Out. Yeah, I mean, the volume should be there. Yeah, Mason. I mean, the volume should be there, especially with Wilson injured. And then also, I think Josh Reynolds just had an MRI as well, I'd seen. So who knows his status as well. But those are our starts. What's your sits look like?
Well, I got killed on my sits for two of the four last week. But it is what it is. At sits, I have Jalen Hurts. And my thinking on this is his best two passing games for the last 2 weeks. They lost both those games. They may try to go back to focusing on the run. So maybe I would sit Hurts. I don't know if he's going to have the same passing yardage like he did the last couple of weeks. Wide receiver, Waddle. It's just, I think that Cleveland defense is tough. And I'm not sure what's going on in Miami at this point. It's that team's turned into a total train wreck. Running back. Pretty sure he's healthy. Pollard.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't know what happened to him. He's just kind of fallen off. I've lost faith in him. And then tight end. I don't like the matchup for Hockenson with Minnesota. And yeah. Philly seems to play tight end fairly decent. Yep. And I don't know who the quarterback is. So
that is true. Yeah, I mean, Tony Pollard, he's a smash sit for me as well. I can't trust him. Yeah, he might be a little bit healthy, but at the same time, Tajay Spears came back last week, and they want to get him more involved. They're saying, and also, we don't know what the hell is going to happen with that team with them just firing their head coach. So who knows what's going
to
happen?
They might want to look at Spears a little more.
Well, I don't think Pollard is a long-term play at all by any means. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll showcase Spears or even, you know, take Pollard out. Maybe they could trade him away for a seventh-round draft pick to the Chargers or some shit, you know, yeah. Like some team like that that's in need. Tony Pollard is not a long-term play for Titans, and that team is just going straight downhill. I don't like that.
If you're the Titans at this point, do you take a step back and sit Cam Ward for a while? like they did Bryce Young. Let him regroup.
I don't even know who's even there at this point.
I mean, is it
Mason Rudolph, maybe?
It seems like he's digressing instead of progressing. And I wonder if him getting beat up every week is beneficial at this point. Or maybe he just needs a couple of weeks off just to regroup.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, he shows you the intensity that you want to see from a young quarterback, but at the same time, he's not showing you promise at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I seen a couple of good throws. But those good throws, you should never throw across your body or across the field to, you know, Elegant and Winor for touchdowns. Like, that was a great throw, but you should not be doing those.
Someone or maybe pull them for a couple of weeks to go through tapes with them, just kind of reset and then put them back out there. You're not going anywhere this year anyways.
So maybe they just want to sink or swing them out there, and we're getting a new head coach.
The other new coach does. Maybe it makes a difference. You never know.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. My sits of the week is Jackson Dart versus Denver. I just don't like the matchup. Do you remember when last week we seen a rushing quarterback face Denver last week? They shut him down, and that was Justin Fields. And I'm a huge Jackson Dart fan. I just don't like it. Broncos got to Fields nine times last week. Nine. I expect a slower game also, you know, with Denver loves to run the ball, so I expect them to slow down the game, slow pace, run the ball. Cam Scaboo is going to run really good. I do like Cam Scaboo. I just don't like Jackson Dart this game. Do not start him this week. Travis Etienne against the Rams also scares me. He's been quiet over the last couple games. He's going overseas this week. The implied point total for the game is 44. I'm not a big fan of, you know, it's not huge high scoring, but the Rams have shut down top running backs this year. Christian McCaffrey, 22 rushes, 57 yards. Jonathan Taylor, 17 rushes, 76 yards. Barkley, 18 rushes, 46 yards. These are top-tier guys only averaging barely over 3 yards per carry, and none of them scored a rushing touchdown during those games. So I'm expecting not a big week for Travis Etienne, so I'm keeping him on the bench. Next, my wide receiver, Xavier Worthy versus the Raiders. With Rice coming back, Worthy is set to face quarterback Kelly from the Raiders, which is not a plus matchup for him. And I also feel like the Chiefs really want to get this run game going. So a little bit more and more will go to Isaiah Pacheco as they phase out Kareem Hunt and put also in Rashad Smith. There's just too many question marks overall with the Chiefs offense with, you know, all these guys. I just don't see a great week for Worthy, so I'm keeping him on my bench. And at tight end, Darren Waller versus the Browns. The Browns are really good against the running back position, but they also have been really, really good against the tight end. They held Mike Gesicki, Mark Andrews, Tucker Kraft, Sam Laporta, TJ Hockenson, and Jonnu Smith all in check. So it's just I just don't like the feel of Waller being in my starting lineup. So I'm keeping him on my bench, and you should as well. What do you think?
I like it. Little worry on the Dart one because I'm starting to be a believer in him too. But I
just don't like the matchup. That's the only thing. I feel like Denver is going to scheme something and throw some different plays against him. And I mean, they just had 9 sacks. So again, you know, in our league, you and mine, if you get sacked, you get minus a point. So if you're in one of those leagues, I don't think the Giants offense is better than the Jets offense, like of, you know, offensive line. I just have a hard time. I know Dart's been playing red hot, but I just don't see it. That was the start sits of week 7. Let's do our anytime touchdown parlay. We have a 6-legger this week. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. Who are your threes for this?
I love Judkins this week for the Browns. I think he definitely gets in. I definitely think Adams gets one just because of the sheer amount of targets he's going to get. I think he gets in the end zone. And then we talked about it earlier, Olave. I think this is the week he gets in against that Bears defense.
Yeah, I love all three of them. I mean, I'm huge on Judkins. And obviously Olave, I think, is going to get a touchdown as well. Adams is the only man standing. He should get plenty of target and find himself in there. For my three, Roman Dunze, I mean, him and Caleb Williams just have something together, you know, that chemistry. Mm-hmm. And DJ Moore, he's not probably playing this week, so I really like those two together. Jahmyr Gibbs is another touchdown. He hasn't scored in the last couple weeks. And again, that's going to be a high-scoring game. And how do you make a statement again? You're going to just keep scoring, keep scoring, keep scoring. And we just talked Rashid Rice. I feel like he's just going to get in the end zone as well. Mm-hmm. And that'd be awesome to see just because he comes back from suspension. Hey, now he's your number one target as well.
He may be the healthiest guy in the NFL right now.
And you know what? He is coming off of ACL surgery too from last year. So it probably is better that he gets suspended.
Yeah.
Because he would miss these 4, 5, 6 weeks to begin with. And now he missed them, but was just, you know, suspended in realistic terms.
I can see him getting a welcome back touchdown.
Yep. That's how I feel as well. And it's going against your team, aren't they? Your Buccaneers this year. Or this week?
Casey? Like,
oh, never mind. Raiders. Yeah, they face the Raiders, so I could see something happening like that. All right, Bill, let's get in our week 7 picks and get you on out of here. Okay. And last week we are going to mention this because you're 12-3. How do you feel about that?
I had a good week. Another good week.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Week 5, you're 9-5, and then 12-3. Your overall record, 59-34. I was 10-5 last week. I am 60-33. So it's only a one game advantage in me. So I might be buying you a steak dinner. I don't know.
We got a ways to go.
I know. We're only in week 7. But injuries are happening. So yeah. Tonight's game, Steelers and Bengals. I said Steelers. You said Bengals. And it is currently 27-17 Bengals. So we might be tied after this game. All right, let's go through the rest. Rams and Jags, who do you got?
I got Rams.
Me too. Saints and Bears, who do you have?
I have Saints.
I figured you would. I have Bears at home. I just think at home they're going to just be okay. Dolphins and Browns.
I have Browns. I think they're the better D, and the Miami's falling apart at this point.
I have Miami in this one. Patriots and Titans.
Patriots.
Me, I do as well. Raiders and Chiefs.
It's Chiefs.
Yep, Chiefs for sure. Eagles and Vikings.
This is total gut feeling. I have a feeling the Vikings pull off a win at home. I don't know how.
Coming off the bye week?
Yeah, maybe they had a lot of big game. I don't know. It's a feeling.
I have Eagles in this. I don't see them losing 3 in a row. Panthers and Jets. I have Panthers.
I have my Carolina Panthers again.
Yep. 3 in a row for them. Giants and Broncos.
I have Giants.
Oh, my gosh. I have Broncos. I just feel like Broncos are the better team and overall, so I think they're going to hold Jackson Dart. Colts and Chargers.
I have Colts.
Me too. They just been looking really good.
They look good.
Daniel Jones saved the head coach and GM's job for sure.
Who would have guessed?
Commanders and Cowboys. I have Commanders.
I also have Commanders.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game as well. Yeah. So I think
it could be who he has the ball last on that.
Yep. One. Packers and Cardinals.
I have Packers.
Same here. Falcons and 49ers.
I have Falcons.
I do too. I think they got to last week, and I think they're going to do the same thing this week. Buccaneers and Lions.
I gotta stay true. I gotta stick with my Bucs.
I got Lions at home. I just feel like they're just. I think Baker's going to look good. There's just so many injuries happening for the Buccaneers this week.
They have mounted up.
Yeah. Last but not least, Texans and Seahawks.
I'm going to say Texans.
I have Seahawks. And there is the Ravens and Bills on bye week. So you're on bye this week. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, I need a week off.
Yeah, exactly. Every week we need a week off. Well, Bill, that is our week 7 start sits, and that is an episode of Fantasy End Zone. Of course, always good luck in your matchups. Remember, there is overseas game, and please, for the love of God, can we stop these 2 Monday night football games? Like, I just don't understand. It sucks. And I think they both start at the same time, if I'm not mistaken, at 6 o'clock our time. Are they
both the same time now?
I thought that's why I looked it up. I'll check real quick, but
I wonder if there's a World Series game that night too.
Or playoffs. Well, there's not a World Series that the Brewers looking to be in. Okay, sorry. 6 and 9 o'clock. 69.
That's still tough because then they overlap and then you don't get to bed till.
I mean, us at 9 o'clock. I mean, that's a midnight kind of game. I'm not going to stick around and probably watch it because I got to work at 3 o'clock in the morning the next day. But yeah, I'm just so sick of two games on Monday.
I wish they would just stop that.
Yeah. I know that it's all about money, but still at the same time, think of the people to watch it.
It takes away from Monday night, I feel like. Showcase game, and now it's.
Yeah, that, and also, I mean, Sundays, it just seems like it's so dried and boring, nights or like the second slate of games.
Yeah, between the two Monday nights, the Thursday night, the overseas in the morning game, by the 3 o'clock game, there's only a handful.
Yeah,
there's it only feels like the day's four. Over. Yep. Afternoon.
I totally agree. But hey, we're just people that watch it regardless. Be sure to follow us on YouTube. Check us out on TikTok. We got videos going on TikTok all the time as well. And always be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Click a little bell notifications wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us, helps to grow the channel. I will be back on Tuesday. I'm also being on Player Profiler Now Plus channel. I'll have a guest named Chev90. If you know who he is. Also follow me on Twitter, LouisLewis5. Till then, we'll see you fantasy heads next week. Till then, peace out. Have a good one, Bill.
Have a good one.
Peace.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.